It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Protests have spread across Cairo on this Friday after President Hosni Mubarak gave a speech but declined to resign. Protesters have been standing outside the state TV headquarters. They've been standing outside a presidential palace. And the crowd is gathering once again in Cairo's Tahrir Square, which is where we're going next. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is there. And Lourdes, what do you see?
Well, there is an absolute sea of humanity flowing into Tahrir Square, clearly one of the biggest protests yet. That is what the demonstrators here wanted. They wanted a real show of force today to send the signal to Hosni Mubarak that they were not satisfied with his speech yesterday. They want him to resign. If you can hear the drums here behind me, a very festive atmosphere, but also a very serious one. There was a lot of anger yesterday about what Hosni Mubarak said. They really want him to step down.
Now, over the last several days, we've watched as different security arrangements have been made in the square, as the military and security agencies have moved in and moved out. Do you see any sign of the government around?
Well, what we've seen certainly is the military has been holding its positions as it has been throughout this uprising. And we saw a lot of military around the government building, which is where the protesters have moved overnight. And of course, the military stationed at other key locations around the city.
Now, we know that the protesters want Mubarak to go. Are they giving you a sense of how they want that to happen, how they believe they can make that happen in the coming days?
Well, I think the plan is to make that happen how they have been, basically a show of force. We had a military statement come out today basically backing the move that President Mubarak made by devolving some of his powers to Omar Suleiman, his vice president. Basically that has also angered protesters here. They have always felt that the military is on their side, but they were disappointed. They were expecting or hoping that the military would perhaps even step in. There have been rumors of coups and divisions within the military, but the statement that came out from the military is that they are backing the regime for now.
Mohamed Al-Baradei, one of the leading figures among the protesters, the Nobel Prize winner, is one of those who's been saying that he hopes the army will step in, and he's been saying he has not lost hope. Is there still some hope among the protesters that the army could make a decision to come down on their side as opposed to coming down on Mubarak's side?
Well, it remains to be seen. I mean, as you know, it's a very fluid situation. But I think the general answer to that question can be seen right in front of me by the direction in which people are moving, which is towards Tahrir Square. They are voting with their feet. The army asked them today to stay home. They asked them to trust the army, that the army would ensure that their demands were met over time for democracy, free and fair elections. And people are still converging here. They are not listening to the army. They have not listened to Hosni Mubarak. They are voting with
Mohamed Al-Baradei also published an op-ed article in the New York Times laying out what he considered a specific way to move forward, not to amend Egypt's constitution, but to do away with it, to abolish it, to bring in place a provisional constitution, to bring in some kind of presidential council, a three-person team who would run the country. Do you have a sense, though, that protesters are well organized behind some specific program like that, or are they still unclear on what they want to happen once Mubarak leaves?
Much more favorable outcome than the one that we've seen now. What the government here is positing is a gradual transition to power where the protesters would trust that the government would ensure that there'll be free and fair elections. They call this a revolution. They get very upset if you say that this is a popular uprising. And a revolution, they say, means doing away with the old and bringing in the new. And I think one of the things that they would like to see is indeed that constitution change, the parliament basically chucked out the window because of the fraudulent elections, and a whole new order restored to this country.
Do you have any sense, Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, if Mubarak has actually increased the opposition to him by the actions yesterday, by the expectation that he would resign, followed by the surprise that he did not?
Absolutely. I think there's no question in my mind that absolutely emboldened the opposition. There was such a sense of expectation on the square yesterday. I really can't overemphasize. People were just so ecstatic, and their faces fell the moment that speech ended and they realized they didn't get what they want. And they really do feel that this is a broad-based movement that will only gather momentum over time.
Yeah, I really feel like I'm in touch with this situation because I've been listening to you and your colleagues on the ground in Cairo. Lourdes, thanks very much.
You're welcome.